The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, Singapore's political stability and pro-business environment have long attracted investments from big global firms, and uncertainties elsewhere have further compelled several Fortune 500 companies to consider relocating their regional headquarters here. While the consequences of the pandemic for global business rules still remain unclear, Singapore maintains its position as one of the simplest places to do business worldwide, according to the Global Business Complexity Index, or GBCI 2020. Edmund Lee is Managing Director, Singapore at TMF Group, a leading provider of international business administration support services. He joins us with his insights. Thanks for joining us today, Edmund.
Thank you very much. Pleasure, as always, to be on the show.
The pleasure's all ours. So first, tell us why, though, companies should continue exploring cross-border investment and expansion, especially to Singapore. People are feeling quite cautious, if you will, because of what's been happening.
Well, thank you. That is actually a very interesting question, and also very relevant to our business, because the TMF Group, as a global company, we specialize in assisting our clients expanding across borders with our suite of incorporation and outsourcing services. Singapore remains an excellent launchpad to ASEAN, as well as the APAC region as a whole. You've got its strategic location, its reputation as an international financial center, built on its ability to harness globalization, with a government that is very, very business friendly, a very competitive tax rate, a strong network of international trade agreements and double taxation treaties, a highly educated and skilled workforce, a majority of which enjoys native fluency in both English and Chinese, an extremely stable social-political environment, as well as a very high standard of living, which facilitates ease of expatriate integration, making it very easy for Singapore to harness talent from multiple jurisdictions. So it really is, in my mind, an ideal place to serve as a launchpad to APAC.
Some companies, though, are grappling with survival. Perhaps internationalization might be the last thing on their mind. So how can companies factor this in to their business strategy and think long term, that you can't just stay within your own domestic market and expanding really is the way to go? Sort of eye on the long term, if you will.
Indeed, this is definitely an unprecedented global crisis. But if you think about it, in terms of crisis, one quote I heard a few days ago, bad companies will fail, good companies will survive, and great companies will thrive. So even though there's rising costs, volatility, economic uncertainty, if governments or organizations, if they look at a conservative strategy, turtle up and try to go defensive, they will only survive. And this crisis does bring opportunities with it to help shape organizations, reevaluate its geographical deployment. And I think that Singapore, as an island of stability amongst this turbulent storm, does make it an ideal place.
It takes a brave risk taker, though, to think in these terms, Edmund. Territories are now becoming more and more protectionist, the growing protectionism that we're seeing around the globe as well.
Well, I mean, all business is risk, but it's about taking measured risks. One thing the TMF Group did is that we compile an annual global business complexity survey across the 80 jurisdictions we operate in to see which is the most complex or which is the simplest country, if you will, for doing business in terms of rules and regulations, taxes, labor considerations, and everything else. And Singapore was actually ranked second in APAC for simplest in terms of doing business. Because of the business-friendly environment, the ease of integration, the fact that almost everything is online. Hey, all business is risk, but the level of risk associated with coming to Singapore, we would rank as relatively lower.
So we've heard all the benefits of coming to Singapore, expanding into Singapore, but Singapore remains a limited market, very small. But you did say it's a launching pad to the rest of ASEAN, to the rest of Asia-Pacific region. But those regions, too, need to have some kind of beacon, if you will, to entice people to head in that direction. How is that region doing?
Well, I mean, we were the first hit by COVID. So ideally, we should be the first to recover.
And then, it's hoping, right?
But I mean, look at China, for example.
Yes. Right?
That was, you know, where the outbreak started. And you see the posters about Wuhan, the postings and the recovery there, you know, creation of these travel bubbles and the desire to return to normal. I mean, it's not going to be a U-shaped recovery because you're getting these second and third waves and it's W-shaped. But in general, because we were the first hit, we should also be the first to come out of it. We can start to see that. It is a bumpy road and it's not going to be smooth. Like in the situation you can see with Hong Kong with the second waves, but it's still generally improving as opposed to deteriorating, which can't really be said in perhaps some of the other jurisdictions around the world.
Let's talk about Singapore's reputation as a hub right now. Are we still looking as shiny and good as ever, so to speak?
Again, I believe it is relative, right? If you look at some of the neighbors, I think that Singapore, a lot of its reputation is built not just on the market itself, on the country itself, but rather as that launch pad, as that regional hub, a regional headquarters for it. I do appreciate that some of the recent government policies about the increases in work passes and S passes did come as a shock to certain businesses. But we also understand that a country's first and foremost responsibility is always to look after the welfare of its own citizens. But if you take naked, aggressive, protectionist policies, that again can be somewhat short-sighted and have a long-term detrimental impact. Personally, I think the Singapore government has struck a fine balance in this regard. Like, I was very impressed by Prime Minister Lee's recent parliament opening speech, where he acknowledged some of these measures, but then he also talked about Singapore's international reputation, the need for the fact that because it's a regional hub, it needs diverse multinational talent, and he's still welcoming multinational companies in. And it's about striking that balance, if you will. They want to go after the bad apples. Certain companies, perhaps certain sectors, are pursuing discriminatory policies, and those need to be addressed. And I think that this was the carrot, if you will, to direct behavior and a certain attention. But sorry, the stick. On the flip side, the government has also offered a carrot, the jobs growth incentive scheme, to, you know, encourage hiring local workers, provide subsidies of 25 to 50% in that regard. So the combination of these two measures, his commitment to keeping the doors open for Singapore, I think it's a good balance. And I think that it is preserved. Obviously, we've received, you know, a few expressions of concern from some of our multinational clients in response to the recent government measures revising the minimum salary requirements for some of the foreign work passes. I mean, they were asking us, oh, does this herald the end of Singapore's openness? And I mean, we also tried to reassure them, but I personally took comfort in Prime Minister Lee's speech. By nature, by design, being a regional hub means that you need multinational talent, diverse opinions. I was also personally very impressed when he cited examples of, you know, multinational companies that had come to Singapore decades ago, starting off with foreign talent, building up the local talent, you know, native Singaporeans reaching C-level positions within that organization. Just to take TMF Group as an example, we're European headquartered and based, but two of our managing directors in the region outside of Singapore are Singaporean. The managing director for TMF China, the managing director for TMF Malaysia, those are both Singaporeans. And the door swings both ways. It's not about multinational companies coming in, exploiting or trying to hurt local workers and squeeze what they can. It's a two-way street in terms of development, learning, and expanded opportunities, which I think is very important. And if more people can appreciate, the government obviously appreciates it, but if more people can appreciate that and understand that, even though it's a hot button topic, right? I think for long-term development, though, it's very, very important for Singapore to acknowledge that and keep the doors open.
We're speaking with Edmund Lee, who's Managing Director Singapore at the TMF Group. Edmund, let's talk about the COVID effect on global business expansion. We hear it has actually helped clear hurdles for businesses looking to establish in new markets. Talk to us about those hurdles, first of all. How did this COVID effect help, so to speak?
Well, obviously, countries are also concerned about FDI and trying to make things easy. There's been a definite contraction in that. So in certain cases, countries are shortening the procedures, waiving certain procedures to make it easier in terms of duration requirements or filing requirements. That isn't so prevalent in Singapore, actually, because Singapore is the second easiest place to do business, and it's very easy to incorporate a company here. So we didn't actually need to do anything special or additional beyond what's already there. But other countries, they were moving towards digitization efforts.
Mm.
You had some countries in APAC, which, you know, you still require the wet signatures or even company chops, right? Mm. Very, very traditional, which is incredibly difficult under COVID lockdown situations.
Yeah.
But you don't have that in Singapore, so we didn't see that here. But other countries, we could see some flexibility being extended.
But there's this big push towards digitalization out of pure necessity. Have some regions picked up in this regard?
Yes, they've accelerated their initiatives in that regard, but obviously it's a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
Singapore was actually ahead of the pack. You got your SingPass, you got your Core Pass. Everything can be done online. Everything gets shared amongst the government departments. It's very simple, very streamlined and very easy.
So you're saying folks at the TMF Group feel that it is not, say, too risky or too difficult to expand internationally, even in this current climate. Talk to us about some of the opportunities out there.
It's relative. It's not necessarily easy, and it is a measured risk, if you will. I mean, companies are trying to be welcoming. Obviously, there are challenges due to the physical travel restrictions. If you want to set up a new presence, if you want to do an acquisition, if you want to get new customers and whatever, sometimes people, they need those face-to-face meetings, and that has definitely been hampered. Governments are trying to be accommodating, but some of the quarantine policies are obviously making things difficult. But we hope with creation of this certain APAC travel bubbles, if you will, right, that will at least get the flow moving again more.
Mm. How fluid, though, do businesses' internationalization plans be, especially because conditions remain volatile and fluid, so to speak? I know we kind of feel as though we're moving into some kind of regularity, like this is the new reality that everyone's talking about. It's gotten to a stage where people feel this is just the way it's going to be.
Fluidity is always critical in business. I mean, we're in particularly challenging times now, but businesses always need to be agile and adapt to changing conditions. So what we've seen with some of our customers, you know, when they're expanding or relocating or moving around, it may not be a complete lift and shift. Close down an operation in country A, move everyone over to country B. Mm. But rather we're seeing, you know, some natural migrations in terms of, oh, there's no more headcount being added to country B. But the new blood or the fresh blood is going to, you know, Singapore, let's say, instead of one of our neighbors. So they are adopting a bit of a cautious approach.
Mm.
And instead of, you know, completely shutting down and committing to a closure, they're keeping their options open. But you can see definite leans or slants.
On a personal note, how are you folks at the TMF Group holding up, Edmund?
We're okay. I'm glad to say our operations remain interrupted and we're still providing our services. Obviously, we are adhering to all circuit breaker guidelines, work from home policies, but we are continuing to serve our clients uninterrupted during this time.
Edmund Lee, Managing Director, Singapore at the TMF Group. Thank you so much for joining us today, Edmund.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.